Hello, sluts, slaves, pets, and all those interested in learning how to suck a cock my way. This is part two to my initial How to Suck a Cock. And in this recording, you are going to learn how to better please that beautiful dick. The beauty of it is you can listen to this again and again because it's an MP3. And I know you will. I know you dick lovers and cock suckers out there really need my help in learning how to suck so good. And this is what the recording is for. Now, if you have something to practice on, a dildo, a cucumber, your fingers, or even a real cock right in front of you, get it out. If not, listen closely. The first thing you need to understand about sucking a cock is there are two ways to do it. Of course, there's a million different techniques, but the two ways are this. One, you're licking and sucking and kind of making love to that beautiful cock, holding the balls and using the flat of your tongue and the tip, licking all around the head and the underside, moving your mouth gently up and down. And the second kind is where they simply fuck your mouth. That's where your mouth is just a hole for their pleasure. They don't care about you. They don't give a fuck if your mouth gets tired. They're just using your mouth like a tight pussy hole to get off. Both ways are pleasurable. Some of you swing one way, others the other, but I'm going to talk about both. Now, one of the major components of sucking a cock my way is you need to have enthusiasm. You need to really get into it. When I say get into it, I mean no matter what's going on, you act like you love it. You act like that cock is the number one most important thing. Look at that dick. Stick out your tongue. Start by licking it back and forth. Slide the tip into the head. Taste it. Don't you understand? Your mouth is going to make this beautiful cock shoot. And that is your job. And if you give a great blowjob, well then job well done. Your technique really needs some upgrading. When you are allowed to suck it and lick it, what matters is you need to open your mouth and never use your teeth. Make sure that the teeth are never, ever part of the equation. Make your mouth tight, wet, and move your face up and down on this dick. Use your tongue against the sensitive head and the underside of the head. Make him think you can't survive without a load in your mouth. Move your mouth up and down, dragging those lips, making it like a tight pussy. Make sure when you pop your mouth off that cock, either your hand is at the base, stroking up and down, keeping that cock so hard. Or your mouth is at least popping up and down on the head. Slide your mouth down slowly with your lips tight and back up again. Slowly down and back up again until his hips start to move into your face. That's when you know you're doing a good job. He wants to pump your mouth. So you're going to lick, suck, nibble, but mostly you're going to be sucking. You're going to be moving your mouth up and down. You're going to be using the flat or your swirling tongue while you pump your mouth up and down on that fat piece of meat. You're going to put on a nice show. You're going to show that person that you're a whore and your mouth is made for their cock. Make sure you can use your hand to stroke that cock at the base. Gently touch the balls. Stroke the cock and slide your mouth down to lick on those balls and then back up over the head. Moan. Like you love it. Show this person that his cock is the most important thing in the world to you. Moving your mouth up and down, feeling the curves of that beautiful, thick cock. Look up at him. Show him that you're a submissive whore. Show the person that you were there simply to slide your mouth up and down. Rub the balls. Jerk the shaft. Do whatever it takes to bring him to the edge. If that person wants to reach down and squeeze your tits, grab your ass, you let them. You're simply a whore there, sucking. Can you feel that soft but hard skin pumping your face in and out? That wet head leaking just a little bit of juice every now and then? Can you feel the hardness at the base or the cum in his balls? There's a full load waiting for your slutty mouth. And it's your job to get it out. So continue sliding your mouth up and down. Unless, of course, he decides to push you down and fuck your face. And if they do that, then just make sure your mouth is tight and you use no teeth. Let that cock pump your face, pumping it harder and harder, keeping your mouth tight and wet like an asshole or a pussy. Whatever the case is, once again, I need to remind you it's your job to make that beautiful dick come. And when he is ready to come, you're gonna swallow. Feel that cock moving in and out of your mouth, beautiful symphony of roughness, soft, hard. Feel the skin, feel the head start to explode, burst. You want it all, I know you do. If this person is safe, he will come straight in your mouth and you will swallow. I don't care what it tastes like, that cum was made for you. It was made for your mouth. You will swallow. Don't miss out on the most important part of the whole cocksucking journey, the cum. If he wants to pull out and cum all over your face, you let him. If he starts to cum while you're sucking, push that cock in the back of your throat so it squirts all the way down. If he pulls out and he likes to shoot it all over your body, smile. Let them know that you love that cum. And then scoop it up and taste it. Men are so visual, you know that. If he wants to come in his own hand, be a whore. Put your face down in his hand and lick it and taste it. It's your job to make sure that you don't waste any drop of that delicious cream. That cock in your mouth, that cream, it was made for your pussy face, and you know it. Remember, tight, wet, no teeth, capture the cum, and then you'll be a great cocksucker. Listen to this again and again and again until you're sure you can give the best cocksuck ever. And then you may go back and get my other recordings. Good boy.